Hello, this is Paul Hood. The purpose of this podcast series is to highlight several demonstrated areas of significant disagreement among business appraisers that affect tax valuations as well as the general disciplines of business valuation as a whole. Most estate planners believe that there exists a set of generally accepted appraisal principles that all business appraisers must follow. Unfortunately, the literature and purported body of knowledge within the business appraisal profession are replete with disagreements, some bordering on vehement, on how to treat certain business valuation issues. Where a business appraiser stands on a particular valuation issue will affect a client's business appraisal report. Here's a little Southern wisdom for you. Where you stand depends a lot upon where you sit. Where there exists a professional dispute on a particular valuation issue, you can bet your bottom dollar that the IRS or the opposing appraiser will be on the other side of that issue. Therefore, given the amount of valuation litigation, it is imperative that estate planners know where business appraisers stand on a particular issue before that issue is joined. This podcast discusses the following burning issue: whether or not to tax affect S-corporation earnings. The question has been raised whether one should adjust the earnings of an S-corporation to reflect the fact that taxation of S-corporation earnings and profits occurs at the shareholder rather than at the corporate level. The vast majority of business appraisers have argued in favor of applying tax effects to the earnings of tax pass-through entities. Mercer presents what seems to be the most reasonable and common sense position, that is, that S corporations and C corporations are worth the same at the enterprise level, but at a less than controlling interest in an S corporation that is not distributing cash to pay the taxes is probably worth less than the same size interest in a C corporation. Conversely, Mercer indicates that less than controlling interests in S corporations with favorable distribution practices may translate to a higher value at the shareholder level through the mitigation of the marketability discount. Matson, Shannon, and Upton agree with Mercer that there is little or no difference in value between S corporations and C corporations at the enterprise level. Nevertheless, there are appraisers who believe that an S corporation premium exists in valuation. Nevertheless, the tax court has said no to tax affecting four times, the most recent being Judge Halpern's memorandum opinion in Gallagher Estate versus Commissioner. Nevertheless, other courts that have examined the issue in perhaps more depth than the tax court have tax affected the earnings of an S corporation. For example, in Bernier versus Bernier, the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court vacated the trial court's tax affecting at an average corporate tax rate of 35%. It is important to note that while the appellate court did not reject tax affecting, their opinion would lead one to definitely conclude that it was in favor of tax affecting. The appellate court just disagreed with the trial court's tax affecting methodology. See also the opinion of the Delaware Chancery Court in Delaware Open MRI Radiology Associates versus Kessler, in which the court allowed tax affecting in a fair value case. Nevertheless, some commentators, namely Finkel, Raby, and Raby, do agree with the tax court that tax affecting is inappropriate. Others take a middle ground and suggest separate methodologies. I've identified at least five different methods for adjusting S corporation tax effects that are presently in use by business appraisers. Methods developed by Mercer, Grabowski, Fannin, Van Vliet, and Trahorn. Each of these methods, while approaching the issue from slightly different positions, presents valid points. I predict that the tax court will one day eventually accept tax affecting in some situations, particularly for valuing non-controlling interests in S corporations that don't make regular distributions. However, it is impossible to say when this will happen, but what seems clear to me is that it won't happen until the appellate court reverses the tax court, just like what happened in the tax on embedded capital gains issue. This is sad because right now the tax court looks like the Flat Earth Society in not recognizing that real buyers do not pay for the share that goes to Uncle Sam, and real sellers do not realize gain on amounts that will ultimately go to Uncle Sam from the buyer. It's really that stark and that simple. That concludes this podcast. The next and last podcast in this series of burning issues deals with what financial statement adjustments should be made when valuing non-controlling interests. Thank you.